$60 million in 33 days, cross-border shoppers drive McAllen's economy. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. You're reading one of 12 exclusive stories from the McAllen City Manager's Update, brought to you by Texas Border Business. Discover the projects, people, and progress shaping McAllen's future. Subscribe for free today and enjoy the complete series. A recent study has underscored the critical role that cross-border shoppers play in McAllen's economic vitality, revealing that consumers from Mexico injected approximately $60 million into the local economy in just 33 days. The findings were presented by City Manager Isaac J. Ike Tawil during his remarks at the McAllen Chamber of Commerce's Government Affairs Series. The research, conducted by Dr. Belinda Roman, an economics professor at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, examined the purchasing behavior of consumers from Reynosa, Tamaulipas. Using geolocation data from cell phones, Dr. Roman tracked devices registered in Reynosa to study their movement across the border and measure their spending patterns while in McAllen. Her report was released on September 15, 2025, at McAllen's event, a morning of diplomacy honoring Hispanic heritage. She looked specifically at cell phones that were homed in Reynosa and Texas, Tawil explained. She made sure they stayed there for 2 or 3 days and hadn't gone to Mexico from the United States. When those phones came over, she recognized that if there were groups of three, it was probably a parent and a child, so she adjusted for that. Then she tracked their spending habits. According to Dr. Roman's analysis, shoppers from Mexico made significant contributions to McAllen's retail sector during key shopping periods, including holidays and back-to-school seasons. In just 33 days, those cross-border consumers spent about $60 million in McAllen, Tawil said. That's a huge number and a clear sign of the economic interdependence between our communities. McAllen has long been a retail hub for residents of northern Mexico, particularly from the metropolitan area of Reynosa, which lies just across the Rio Grande. The city's proximity, strong retail infrastructure, and reputation for safety and hospitality have made it a preferred destination for shopping, dining, and entertainment. City leaders say the data confirms what many local business owners have observed for years, that the city's economy is deeply tied to binational commerce. We can't discount what's going on across the border as we look at this community, Tawil said. Cross-border trade and consumer spending are vital parts of our economic ecosystem. McAllen's retail sector has rebounded strongly in recent years, with new developments and major reinvestment in commercial corridors. Tawil noted that understanding consumer behavior helps guide city planning and infrastructure priorities. We track these trends very closely through our retail development office, he said. It's about making sure we are ready to support the traffic, commerce, and investment that come with being a regional retail destination. Local business leaders also see opportunities in the findings. The study gives us actionable insights into when and how shoppers from Mexico spend, said Nick Rhodes, CEO of Rhodes Enterprises, which sponsored the event. It helps retailers plan staffing, marketing, and inventory around real data, not just assumptions. For Tawil, the message is clear. Cross-border shoppers are not just visitors. They are an essential part of McAllen's economic success. Our community thrives because of its connection to Mexico, he said. That $60 million figure is more than just a statistic. It's a reflection of friendship, commerce, and shared prosperity across the border.